Kelly Kruger, a biologist for the Shunak tribe, was one of the people who came face to face with one of the whales that stranded in Kodiak last year.
I did find a humpback whale calf out at Burton's Ranch last year. And I know that there were about 7 strandings on Kodiak.
For the past 2 years, there hasn't been anyone in the Kodiak region keeping track of strandings. Kruger says that's why the National Oceanic Atmospheric Administration approached the tribe about becoming a partner in its Alaska Marine Mammal Stranding Network, which keeps track of strandings around the state. A stranding can mean a marine mammal, like whales, wash ashore, dead or alive. Kruger says the tribe will mostly focus on studying beached whales, which are a great way to assess what's going on in the ocean.
The whales are a huge indicator of what the ecosystem is doing and if it's healthy or not. And trying to figure out why they're stranding is a good way to see what's happening out in the ocean. And if there's something associated with, like, paralytic shellfish poisoning, if there's elevated levels of different phytoplankton, it's just helpful to see what's going on there, a little bit of a snapshot of what's happening in the Gulf.
This can be important information to have, especially when mass mortality events take place, like the one that happened a few years ago.
There was a huge whale die-off, and there were 40-some whales in the Gulf of Alaska, fin whales, humpback whales, that died.
Kodiak isn't known for having a lot of strandings, and whales aren't really a subsistence resource in the region, according to Kruger. But studying these animals can help scientists assess the health of other species that are critical to Alaskan natives, like Steller sea lions and sea otters. Kruger says the Shunak tribe is taking on this role to help it study and preserve species that are important to the Aleutic culture.
We just try to do a well-rounded amount of projects with different animals that the tribe has relied on for the past 7,500 years.
Later this year, the Shunak tribe will finalize a 1-year trial agreement with the Alaska Marine Mammal Stranding Network. Kruger says the tribe should be fully prepared to respond to a stranded whale this summer, but only to those within reach of the Kodiak Road system. In Kodiak, I'm Mitch Borden.